Wednesday of 4 May 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 John chapter 4, and welcome aboard. Would you join us for prayer? Father, do bless us now with our word today. Oh, I thank you, dear God, that perfect love casteth out fear. We thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, we're in 1 John chapter 4 as we're looking at the great truth that God is love, and in he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. He said in verse 17, herein is our love made perfect or mature, that we have may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And this is a continuation of that thought, there is no fear in love. Now that does not mean that we don't have a godly, wholesome fear of God. Listen, we can love God, and by the way, if we're saved, we do love God and we fear him as well. No, the fear that he's speaking about here is this fear of judgment, this fear, this honest fear of knowing that if we're not saved, we're going to be cast into hell. I'm so thankful that when God saved us, he took that fear away from us. Now, that's not the only fear, by the way, the Lord took away from me. You have heard me say, I told you on the last broadcast about an incident I had as a young lad, and I was afraid that Jesus had come, and I knew that I was not ready to meet him, and I was so fearful. But you know, I had another abnormal fear, I guess you would say, when before God saved me. Now again, for some of you, this is absolutely ridiculous, but it was so real for me. I had a real fear of death itself. I was afraid to be around anybody that had died. When I was a boy, they didn't usually have people in the funeral homes who were viewing and so forth. They would embalm them in the funeral home and bring them to the house, and they would have the casket and the person there at the house. Put a white wreath out on the door. And dear friend, when I saw one of those white wreaths, I'll tell you, I would cut a wide track around that house. I didn't want anything to do. I won't take valuable time to tell you, but I had a terrifying experience one time as a young lad when one of my relatives pulled a trick on me and put me right down beside a dead body. It was a very, very terrifying time. And I'm so glad that that's one of the things, beyond the fear of having and not being able to have to be afraid now of going to hell, but taking away from me this fear of death. Well, I realize death is a penalty for sin. I'm well aware of that. It's very serious. But he removed that abnormal fear. You say, preacher, have you had any fears? Oh, have I ever? And let me just share something with you, dear friend. For those of you, maybe some of you are going through a time of fear right now. Let me share a precious portion of scripture with you over in Psalm 34 that the Lord brings me back to time and time again. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now there we have a tremendous example here of the right kind of fear and the wrong kind of fear. Perfect love, by the way, does not cast out our fear of God. The psalmist said, you come, children, hearken unto me, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. That is a reverential fear. That's a wholesome fear. That's a proper fear. By the way, there's some things in this life that I fear as well. I fear fire. That is fire that's out of control. If there was a house on fire and I had the opportunity to get out of it, I'd get out of it. Fear would drive me out of that house. when the Bible speaks about perfect love casteth out fear, it does not mean that we'll never have any kind of fear, but we do not have to fear the coming clouds of judgment. And there's so many other fears that God will lift from us. And as we face these battles day to day, and we have oftentimes fears that come up in our hearts and lives, I told you, God has directed me to Psalm 34 again and again and again. And I can say to you today, dear friend, that I can testify the truth of verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I can also testify to you in verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. And when I'm facing fearful people or fearsome situation, dear friend, God brings me back to this scripture again, and I'll say to him, dear Lord, I'm seeking you. Would you one more time? Would you deliver me from my fears? And, oh God, would you hear me? And would you save me from my troubles? In verse 17, we have this wonderful promise. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Oh, dear friend, don't be afraid to cry unto the Lord. Don't be ashamed to cry unto the Lord. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. By the way, that sure counsels a lot of this feel-good theology, does it not? This erroneous doctrine that if you get saved, you're never going to have any problems, you're never going to have any conflicts, never going to have any trouble. I'll tell you, that's completely contrary to what I read here in the Word of God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but thank God, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Well, let's go back now to 1 John chapter 4 and continue with our study. Verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Oh, may we trust in him. Our faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. God be praised. Our faith has found a resting place in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the captain of our salvation. Now, verse 19, we can camp out on verse 19 for a long time. We love him because he first loved us. Dear friend, we don't have anything to boast about at all as far as our goodness, our salvation is concerned. We love God because he first loved us. We didn't go seeking God. The Spirit of God came seeking us, dear friend. Jesus said in John 15, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and that you should bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. He chose us. We didn't choose him first. He chose us. We didn't love him first. He loved us first. And we simply return that love to him. Well, this will be our springboard for our next message. We love him because he first loved us. Maybe you can say like this unworthy converted sinner here behind this microphone today, why in the world would God ever love somebody like me? Why would he ever love me? I cannot explain that, but I can experience that. I have experienced that, and I thank God that he loved us so much that he was willing to die for us. Yea, he was buried, and he rose again. And dear friend, he didn't just die for me. He died for the world. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Tonight, God willing, we will be having prayer meetings in a lot of our churches. It's midweek time. This broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church. It is so important. Just recently, I was blessed to hear a tremendous message, blessed of God, on the prayer and the power of prayer and God hearing and answering prayer. And dear friend, just makes me want to pray more. And I want to encourage you to be in prayer meeting if you can. And if you cannot, be praying anyway. If you cannot get into a good fundamental Bible-believing church and you have access to the internet, or you have Roku or some other similar device, Let me invite you to join us at the Calvary Baptist Church. Our web address is www.calbapt.org. Again, that's www.calbapt.org. Join us next broadcast if you can.